Yeah. Let's get it. Ordinarily, we talk about a topic here, but instead, we have an announcement. Cole, take us into the announcement.
So this is going to be going on this episode, of course, but also we're posting it on its own. We need to make an announcement about things that are happening with our premium content, specifically after Elden Ring wraps up with Bonfireside Chat. People are getting worried at this point, but Gary, I think you and I are both excited enough about this, and I think people are going to be excited too about the kind of shift that we're going to be making. So we want to take this time and make the announcement and then explain our reasoning and say exactly how this is going to work.
Big changes coming to Duckfeed. First of all, with Bonfireside Chat, we are changing the structure of that show. Where what I'm considering seasonal, of that show. Previously, what we'd done is we had done kind of Bonfireside Chat Classic when FromSoft has a Souls-like out. And then in between seasons, while we were waiting for FromSoft to put something else out, we would kind of try stuff. We do older games that From had done, older games that maybe have some Dark Souls DNA, Souls-likes. And stuff. We are no longer doing that. What we're going to do is Bonfireside Chat will still run at the $5 tier on Patreon when FromSoft has a Souls-like out. This includes obviously Shadow of the Erdtree. It also includes special episodes. You know, so like the soundtrack episode, things like that are all still going to happen. What's not going to happen is like Remnant 2. On Bonfireside Chat. Also, what's not going to happen is just because FromSoft puts out a game because it's From doesn't necessarily mean it gets the Bonfireside Chat treatment. We're thinking of this in terms of the Bonfireside Chat treatment and what it applies to, as opposed to the developer, I guess, or the genre title.
Rationale behind this, just neither of us are terribly excited about going in and talking about a hardcore Geppetto. People are saying really good stuff about Lies of P. I'm going to check it out. It's on Game Pass. There's basically nothing stopping us from doing it. But, you know, looking down the barrel of an indeterminate amount of time between now and when Shadow of the Erdtree is coming out, not especially relishing. Going back to what is essentially doing two WAF equivalent shows at the same time.
Yes. And trying to ring our approach into games that don't necessarily support it.
Yes.
Even games that we like. So, for example, I really liked Immortal Unchained. You know, we did that as one of our early off season things in the new kind of comeback. It isn't a Dark Souls game. It doesn't have the things that we like to talk about. With FromSoft Souls-likes. We do three episodes of it. It's more zoomed in than WAF, but it's still more zoomed in than it kind of needs to be. So the thinking was, similar to a couple of years ago, part of the thinking, this is a whole constellation of stuff. Buckle up. A couple of years ago when you're like, WAF doesn't need to be retro games only. That is an arbitrary thing. WAF also doesn't need to exclude Souls-likes. So let's say, you know, your Lies of P's, your Remnant 2, things like that. You're like, wait, I really wanted to hear you guys cover that. That sucks. We're rolling those into Watch Out for Fireballs now. So we're no longer kind of siloing that as a thing. We only kind of ever did. We did the Legend of Zelda one on Bonfireside Chat, and we did Castlevania Order of Ecclesia on Watch Out for Fireballs. We have always kind of blurred these lines. We're just erasing them now.
It's also recognizing a fact about the industry, which is Souls-like is no longer a special thing. It's broken containment, right? Back when Lords of the Fallen came out, the first one, the original, that was special, right? There wasn't much like it. Souls-like has become just a regular kind of game now. Not all of them require the area by area super zoomed in approach, same way that not all of them bear that approach.
This is something that we've kind of known about and talked about for a long time, know, as a thing. It's just kind of, we wanted something for Bonfireside Chat, so to kind of, just to ease this transition a little bit, the first thing that was going to be on deck for Bonfireside Chat after Elden Ring was going to be Blasphemous 2. Mm-hmm. We're now announcing we're going to do that and Watch Out for Fireballs in January.
Yes. That'll be the premium episode for January right now, it's looking like.
Yeah.
So excited about that. Want to talk about that. Want to play it. Love the original Blasphemous. It's going to be on the show. Yeah.
And we're going to avoid 1,000 questions about if it's actually a Souls-like, because that is a game where people have been like, this one's really not a Souls-like. It's basically just a Metroidvania. Yeah. And like, at this point, I am less invested in that question and caring about those lines, both on our own shows and in games. Yeah. Who gives a shit? We're going to get a chance to talk about it. Mm-hmm. People are going to be able to hear about it. The branding is not important to me.
Yeah. So now people are saying, you lazy, greedy bastards, you're taking away this thing I was here for. What gives? First off,
where do you get off? Yeah. Who do you think you are?
First off, when Shadows of the Erdtree Tree comes out, it's going to be Bonfireside Chat again. It's going to be just like it never went away.
Really, nothing's going away. It's just things are getting rolled into WoW.
Yes.
You know, things that we would cover otherwise showing up on there. So really nothing's going away, but we are adding something because we are all about value.
We are, to a fault.
Yes. Yes, to a fault. And we like following our passions.
That's the thing. That ultimately is what this comes down to.
think back to Dark Souls and Bonfireside Chat. This is your quote, I believe. Dark Souls came along and it was a game that was so good we had to make a show about it.
Mm-hmm.
A game has come out that is so good that we have to make a show about it.
Which is why we are announcing what we are calling Real Lich Hours. Which is a brand new Patreon podcast, premium show, about Baldur's Gate 3, and then possibly more stuff.
Yes, similar to how Dark Souls went on to do other stuff. Mm-hmm. This is going to be on the Patreon. It's $5 and up, so you'll get Bonfireside Chat when it's running. You'll get all the stuff you get now with Unfilmable and everything, but you'll also get Real Lich Hours. Mm-hmm. This is weekly. Mm-hmm. And there's some format changes. It's going to be a little bit different than Bonfireside Chat because it's a different game. But the idea is possibly creating a structure similar, like a different approach, similar to the one we made with Bonfireside Chat that could possibly in the future be applied to other games as well. We will be in Baldur's Gate 3 for a long time.
Yes.
It is a huge game.
Huge, generous game. Lots of choice involved in that. I'm so excited, Gary.
I have beat it once. I'm playing through on the second time and it bears it.
Yeah.
You know, the structure, when we talk about the structure being different, Dark Souls lent itself very well to an Atlas style. Mm-hmm. And Elden Ring lent itself very well to a sourcebook style. This is a little bit more of a mix of a audio kind of walkthrough let's play and an issue of Dragon Magazine.
Yeah.
Is the idea kind of based on the game.
Mm-hmm. So there will be segments talking about individual quests, talking about the characters. We're looking at going in depth about like a particular beastie that has been that is featured prominently in the section of the game that we're talking about.
Yes. So to you know, the obvious, you know, if you've seen the trailer for the game, you know this is not a spoiler. Mm-hmm. So like episode one, we'll have a sidebar and we'll talk about Illithids and like what are these things, what makes them cool, what is their deal. This explainer for it. And then in addition to talking about the quest content there, I want to talk about the encounter design a lot, because this game warrants it. Yeah. Things like tactics, tips, like spell use, shit like that. There's going to be a lot of mechanics chat in this. My second playthrough that I started, I'm doing on Tactician. And it's good. I'm tactics sicko, which is nice. Also little things like the books and back matter.
Yeah.
That are in the game. There's stuff like that is interesting, but doesn't often get explained. It's the closest thing that they have to like Dark Souls item descriptions, basically. Mm-hmm. There's like text in there.
Gonna be hitting like lore and ecology, talking about the Forgotten Realms, Sword Coast, like Dungeons and Dragons has seen this huge resurgence in especially since the pandemic and what have you. This is a banner year for things set in the Forgotten Realms because of the movie and because of this. But like, I'm a big fan of this going way back. I was a fucking monster for those Drizzt books, right? I read the Cleric Quintet and all that. So like, I'm super jazzed about putting a lot of this stuff into context and doing extra research on this.
Lest you think that will be dry in any way, this is not going to be like Gary and Cole read the Wikipedia entry for Forgotten Realms. We have a lot of material you know, that we talked about, or that we have that is from various editions of D&D, and we're going to highlight what's cool about this stuff. So if you're bored by the Forgotten Realms, if you're like, this is a boring setting, one, I feel like Baldur's Gate 3 can probably challenge that assumption. It is a lens that makes it at its most interesting. And two, we're still funny, interesting dudes who will, hopefully, you know, we still do our best to do that. As kind of a hook, so we're doing a slow play along with it. So we're not setting ourselves up for like triple waff. There's a playthrough that we're both going to be doing starring new characters. I've beat it once, so I have kind of a structure, but the current, you know, concurrent, and you're doing a playthrough at your own pace and starting one for the show. Is that correct?
Yeah.
A fun kind of structure, because this is a game where it is a true role-playing game, in that sense of the word, is that we are taking different approaches to this quest and the Forgotten Realms. And you are playing a very good man or woman or non-binary person. You are playing, you know, the hero of the realms.
Yeah, playing good, trying to do, you know, do the best I can. Yeah.
Yeah, just a Superman, you know. And I am going through as the Dark Urge thing, which is a real shithead. It's, you know, real twisted. I've got a lot of plans. I've got my shithead team all planned out and everything. Like, we're going to be dicks. It's worth noting, neither of us play 5th edition. You know, so when we're talking about Illithid things and we're like, this is a cool thing about Illithids, we're talking about like an Illithid.
Yeah.
You know, if they're like, oh, they changed that in 4th edition, they were temporarily cyborgs, but we don't care. We're it's like the Platonic, you know, presentation of what is cool about this.
And Illithid is a creature with 50 years of history behind it.
Yes. Like, yeah. We cannot be responsible for 50 years of history of Dungeons and Dragons. We'll, when in doubt, we will defer to what the game presents, and then but also bring in tidbits and stuff from off research that we do for fun.
So we talked about you know, like, hey, possibly doing other stuff, you know, obviously, you know, just changes happen, you know, so we could get to the end of this and decide, but like, we are looking to structure this in such a way that the approach can be applied to other things, specifically if this thing is a request, and, you know, if this thing is a success rather, and people really enjoy it, we could go back to other games, you know, with deep worlds that are, you know, zoomed in. So like, you know, imagine going back and covering Torment in more detail, right?
Yes.
Talking about the Planescape setting, you know, subsetting within within the, you know, the Forgotten Realms plus kind of deal. You know, and maybe even talking about other stuff that we've covered on WoW, like talking about all of Baldur's Gate, talking about 1, 2 in the expansions, even though we covered 2 in 4 episodes. There's way more than 4 episodes of stuff to cover in Baldur's Gate 2. I know that from experience, right? I made those notes.
It would be, it would stretch things out. You know, in a way, and zoom out, which is basically the bonfire side chat approach. So like, if you think about a Torment episode, in the first episode of Torment, we talked about waking up and the Dustmen, and I'm pretty sure we're just like, Dustmen are the guys who collect the dead. And then moved on, because that's all you talk about in this version of the show. And this is way future planning. This may never happen. But if we got to that point, it would be like, let's talk about the Dustmen. What are they about? What is the interesting thing about this world building? And the setting that it has. I think that'd be cool. It's way down the road, and I'm, you know, not eager to get past Baldur's Gate 3. You know, there's still so much stuff I haven't seen. I just found out there's stuff nobody has seen. There's like a glitch quest. There's like a 2-hour dungeon thing that basically no one has been able to get to, because you can't get to it in game. That they're going to fix. The final kind of lingering question, I think, that is part of this is, what happens to WRPG month on WoW? Because December is WRPG month. That's where we did our Baldur's Gate 2 thing, our big multi-part things. We tend to choose a huge game and do it in multiple parts. That was our original plan, to do Baldur's Gate 3 this December. It is a longer than 3 episodes game. Though, which kind of led to part of this line of thinking. A thing to think about, though, or to rest assured, is that we're not getting rid of Western RPGs on WoW. So it's not like, if you like those but you don't want to be a patron, you're losing them. What we're going to do is, we're going to treat it similar to console RPG month, how we've been doing that in the summer, where that is not necessarily a month long. You know, I think Final Fantasy VII is the only one that was ever a month long concern. Yeah. You know, so if we do something shorter, we're not doing things like a couple of years ago when we did Dark Alliance to try to do a special, or when we do a non-related game as a Patreon bonus. We'll just do like a two-parter on a game that supports it and then a couple other regular games.
So hopefully that makes sense, you know. It's just it's a slight correction, still covering the genre, but you know, changing emphasis a little bit.
So I'm real excited to dig into this. In terms of launch, we don't have a time exactly. You know, that's not done. We have Wheels in Motion for the art and music. For it, we have outlines started and all that jazz. Probably launching maybe November.
Before the end of the year, for sure.
Before the end of the year.
So, and this coincides also, like, we still have stuff that we're doing on Bonfire Side Chat as well for all the things too.
We're not done with that. We have the final roundtable and then those specials, things like that. So that there will be probably not too much, but a little bit of overlap when both those shows are still going on, and then full overlap when Shadow of the Erdtree comes out, or they announce, you know, if something happens with Spellbound or what have you. And then Yahtzee. It is easier to do those things at the same time on top of WoF because they're slow and zoomed in than to do, you know, again, the like Remnant 2 season of two episodes.
And then going on and going on and playing just a whole
another
other 40
game on top of the 3 to 4 other whole games you play per month on top of living lives and having a hobby where you play games and you're playing games for the level and all that jazz. I think that about covers it.
I think so. You know, just to hit something that I think is important to emphasize. So much of this network has been us covering things that we're passionate about and hoping that people follow. This is something where so many people have reached out and said, man, I really cannot wait to hear you guys talk about Baldur's Gate 3. God, the person last month who asked, like, hey, you know, Baldur's Gate 3, would this bear its own show, et cetera, et cetera? You know, thinking about, like, all of this shift is just continuing that same kind of urge, right? Putting this out, and we just happen to know right now other folks are really passionate about this too.
The degree to which I am passionate about this game cannot be overstated. It is a Dark Souls level thing to me. I love Divinity Original Sin 2. It's one of my favorite games of all time. This is like that, but with a much better story and incredible world building and better quest design. Like, that game I think is mechanically flawless, more or less. This is almost as good there, but everything else is top tier as well. It supports. There's just a lot of detail in this world. And anyone who I've talked to in real life who has played it, I cannot shut up about it, and they cannot shut up about it. You know, my wife works in a law office. A bunch of her friends there are playing it. Like, it is reached a saturation. I think is going to be a sea change, you know, could signal things.
If this is on the public feed for Watch Out for Fireballs, because it's a topic, it's a Dispatch episode. If you are not a patron, we're going to make the first couple of episodes of this open for everybody, you know, for the public. So do not be concerned about being left out. Like, this is something that you'll get that you're going to get a slice of. So don't
at least get to try.
Don't panic.
And then you can decide if that's worth $5 to you. We haven't specifically talked about this, but we will treat this the same way we treat all of our stuff, by which I mean you can pop on the Patreon and listen to the back episodes. You know, I don't see any reason to change that. You know, so like, please don't worry about that. Like, it's not a money grab. It's a passion grab. And don't take that quote out of context. it sounds way worse than I wanted it to, and I don't know how. Wasn't the idea. Look forward to there's no pun in the name.
There's literally nothing. It just sounds like an internet thing to say.
Think of the share zone font. You know, like, we're in some real lich hours now. That's how you think of the thing. It's not a pun.
We like liches.
It's not clever. It's not a pun. It's just catchy is the idea. There are a lot of pun names. We went through a lot of winnowing of names.
This is the most we have ever researched a name.
Yes. Like in terms of checking out namespace and then also checking with our, you know, people close to us, like what do you like best? This was not unanimous in terms of what people like best, but it was the one that people either really liked or really hated. Which felt like, and it felt on
that's
brand.
That's a space where we like, you know, where we like thrive, I think.
Yeah. That's a good space for us. So real lich hours. It's time, baby. And there's so many of these things that are like the bearded flagon. two drunk dudes. I'm trying to not say in so many words, this won't be your mama's D&D podcast, but it's not going to be, if you're just like, D&D podcast.
No.
We're still us. It's we're not going to turn into, the Dungeon Misters.
So I think that's it. So this is going onto the Patreon audio feed. Like, you'll be able to comment on that. Let us know what you think. If you have any questions or concerns, we have not covered every angle. Obviously, there are things we have not thought about. So, you know, write in on Patreon comment or just reach out otherwise. So we can allay your fears if you have them, or just share your enthusiasm. We always like seeing that too.
Yeah.
But that's all that we have to say for right now. Keep your ear to the ground for further announcements as we get more stuff in place. This just felt like a good time to make this announcement.
Yeah, we're excited and we want to build some of that. And also, we're pretty close to being able to share like art, music, and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so